Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. I'm going to offer two more classes through the Institute this fall. One is Nutritional Issues and Controversies, the Politics of Nutrition, on Wednesday night, and the other is Plant-Based Nutrition and Health, which is an introduction to how plant-based nutrition factors into health status in varying circumstances, and that'll be on Saturday afternoon. So those classes will start in a couple of weeks. If you're interested, you can push A and answer me back or send me an email at pampopper@msn.com. Okay, so I started this message yesterday about this debate about complementary and alternative medicine, and we have two doctors having a discussion, and one is this Dr. Nirurker, who heads an integrative facility. So obviously she uses CAM in her work, complementary and alternative medicine. She's cautious, but she does use modalities such as yoga and meditation. Gorski, the professor, on the other hand, refers to CAM modalities as quackery. In my opinion, he's the poster child for the arrogant doctor. He further adds that many of his colleagues agree with him but don't say so. He says they know it's BS, but they don't want to do anything about it. I just love how he's discounted all CAM therapies and lumped them together, and I suppose one advantage of doing this is it keeps him from having to spend any time researching CAM treatments to make decisions for himself and to sort the good from the bad. Now, some background is helpful in understanding how a doc like Gorski got to be so closed-minded. The American Medical Association used to have a rule that doctors were to have nothing to do with alternative medicine. This was actually in writing. For 30 years, Section 3 of the AMA Principles of Medical Ethics stated, quote, "A physician should practice a method of healing founded on a scientific basis, and he should not voluntarily associate professionally with anyone who violates this principle." As a group, they discounted just anything that wasn't traditional medicine entirely, and theoretically prohibited even a doctor from associating with some heretic like me or Dr. Campbell or anybody that's talking about plant-based nutrition or acupuncture, God forbid. But in 1980, the AMA had to change its stance when it was sued for antitrust violations by a chiropractor. It took 14 years of litigation, but chiropractors were successfully able to show that the AMA had engaged in an all-out effort, an organized effort, to discredit the chiropractic profession. And then the other thing that changed things for docs was the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, or DSHEA, which allowed supplement makers a lot more latitude in marketing their products without having to meet the same standards as drugs. Different topic for a different day. Don't love this law, but understand why it was passed, and doctors just had to change their mind about things. Now, Gorski, in his discussion about CAM, he couldn't resist mentioning Steve Jobs' choice to postpone conventional treatment for his pancreatic cancer, conveniently omitting the fact that treatment for pancreatic cancer is miserably effective. That's now the poster child for why you should stay away from people like me, because look what happened to Steve Jobs, implying he might be alive, my gosh, if he had just undergone chemotherapy when he should have. Terrence Steyer, a family doc, expressed a refreshing point of view. He said that discussion about CAMs does not need to be so hard, and that discussion and research are important. He says you need to keep your priorities in mind. First, do no harm, and then look for evidence that backs up the claims. He adds that he asks patients about their use of CAM since many patients are reticent to bring it up. Of course, one of the reasons for this is prior encounters with docs like Gorski. He takes the further step of contacting providers to learn more and also says he doesn't think it's a good idea to track patients out of treatments, particularly if there isn't any evidence of harm. Of course, the article mentions that the AMA considers sales of nutritional supplements to be a conflict of interest, and I think that's interesting since it doesn't consider letting drug reps entertain doctors, the use of high prescribers to teach docs about drugs and CME conferences held in luxurious resorts, or accepting payment for enrolling patients in clinical trials to be a conflict of interest. I don't love dietary supplements, as you know, but that's supposed to be the problem? I mean, come on. Well, now I'll give you my own take on CAM, which, as I mentioned before, includes the use of diet. The problem isn't CAM and whether or not to use CAM practices. It's much bigger than this. It's the refusal to use evidence as the basis for making choices about how to help patients. Doctors like Gorski ignore the evidence that diet's a better alternative, and some of the CAM docs ignore the fact that there's little evidence supporting the idea that dietary isolated nutrient supplements improve health. Most conventional and CAM approaches to medicine are bad ideas, and the issue is not choosing between the camps, but choosing those practices which are supported by evidence. So, that's all for now. It's all for the week. Have a great day and weekend, and I will speak with you Monday.